Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today we're going to talk to a woman who has been work camping with her husband for several years. Last summer they were in Alaska. They're about to leave Vermont and head to Tucson, Arizona for the winter. This episode is sponsored by National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know how to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or provide mobile RV service. For more information, be sure to visit www.nrvta.com. Liz Kress and her husband Mike have been full-time RVers for 3 years. In fact, they no longer have a sticks and bricks home of their own. This summer, they've been working at a camping resort in Vermont where Mike has been serving in the Golf Course Pro Shop. Liz, on the other hand, has been working in the campground store, either ringing up purchases or stocking shelves or helping to make sandwiches in the Little Deli. One of the perks they enjoy is free golf, and Liz had never even picked up a club. Now she says she's addicted to golf. Another perk is that the campground features a marina, and the work campers enjoy free use of boats after 5 p.m. What Liz and Mike really are looking forward to is traveling throughout New England during the region's famed fall foliage season. It truly is spectacular as the mountains explode in fall colors. They'll also offer some advice to work campers and people who are dreaming about launching the RV lifestyle. Please help me welcome Liz Kress to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Liz. I really appreciate it. I understand you're in Vermont right now. Tell us a little bit about what you're up to.
Well, we're here for about 5 months. We got here back in April, my husband and I. And we are work camping at a really beautiful resort right on the lake. And we are visiting with my grandkids and my son who lives in Middlebury, which is nice too. And it's been a beautiful summer so far.
That's neat. And you're about to go into one of the most spectacular seasons in all of America, fall foliage out in Vermont.
Yes, it will be beautiful, and we will be traveling from here in October over towards Niagara, so we're going to catch a lot of the foliage, hopefully, through Vermont and New York and New England.
That's neat. How long have you been RVing?
Probably, what, about 3 years? Yeah, about 3 years.
3 years, and you are full-timers, so you don't have a sticks and bricks home anywhere?
Not anymore, no. It took a little doing, but we got there.
Okay, and have you been work camping the whole time you've been on the road?
About 2 years.
Okay.
We've been work camping.
Okay.
And last year we were in the last summer.
Okay, and what are some of the things you've been doing while you've been work camping?
Well, in Alaska, we did a little bit of everything, actually, but it was a really, really fun place to be, and the management was very nice, which is also really important. And we got to see a lot of Alaska because we really only worked 3 days a week and very short hours, so it gave us time to explore.
Did you work at a campground in Alaska?
Yes, just outside of Anchorage.
Okay.
We did. And here in Vermont, it's a little different story. It's a bigger resort, and there are definitely more people here and more jobs here. And I work in the country store, and my husband works up at the golf course. And we got really good hours here, too. We only really work 2 days a week, which is nice. And the rest of the time, we get to explore and do things throughout New England.
Oh, that's neat. That's really neat. When you were up in Anchorage, did you adjust to it being light out all the time?
That took a little bit of getting used to. Yeah, we had to black out our bedroom windows with black garbage bags so that we could sleep, you know, and get on our own schedule. It definitely took a little bit of time.
It did. I remember when I was up in Alaska a couple of years ago, it felt eerie almost to be 2 o'clock in the morning and looking out the window and you could see all the way across the campground. It was just, it wasn't really light. It was more twilight, but still that was kind of neat. Did you get a chance to see the Aurora Borealis?
You know, that's the one thing we missed. We were leaving just as it was happening.
Oh my, I'm sorry?
We spent one night on our way out of Fairbanks, and we hung out in a field for about an hour and a half because they said it was supposed to happen that night, and we didn't see anything.
Oh.
So we were a little bummed, but, you know, you can't see it all, unfortunately.
That's right. What attracted you to the idea of work camping?
Well, you know, we thought about RVing and doing some different things and doing some traveling. We did do some traveling before we started work camping. We went out west and Seattle and Yellowstone Park and places like that and saw the United States for a little bit. And then when we came back, we thought about it some more and we got involved with a work camping magazine. And found out there are a lot of places out there that use work campers and you don't have to pay for your site and you get to see America. And that drew us in quite a bit. And there were places we'd never seen before. And we thought, well, what do you think about going to Alaska for a little bit? And I applied for the job and I thought to myself, well, they're not going to call us back. And sure enough, we got a letter back and they said, would you like to come out and work camp with us? So we took the time and spent about a week and a half on the road headed to Alaska, and we had our ups and downs, and we got there and just settled in, and we are so glad we did because it was really a great trip. And so far we've just had great experiences with the whole work camping environment, the people and meeting new people and making new friends and just getting a chance to really see the United States. A lot of people don't get that chance in their lives.
It is nice to be able to travel the entire country and stay in an area for a relatively short term, maybe 3, 4 to 6 months, and then move on. I mean, it's like culture absorption. You just get to experience everything that that particular area has. And that's what I like about work camping.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's things that you want to do on your list, and some people, you know, I'll do it next year, or I'll do it in a couple years, and you don't know if a couple years is going to come.
That's right.
You know, you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You've got to live life for today.
The people that I have talked to who are full-timing RVing, the biggest regret they have is that they didn't start it sooner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what, in your current position, what do you generally do?
Here at the resort, I work in the store, and Mike works up at the golf course, and we work about 12 hours a week, and we only work on Fridays and Sundays, so we have the rest of the time to enjoy life and go fishing and see my son and my grandchildren, our grandchildren, and enjoy life.
That's neat. So you only work 12 hours a week in exchange for a free campsite. You don't get paid anything else above and beyond that, correct?
Actually, here we do get paid. Our last job, we did not get paid. But this position we reap the benefits of also being paid while working and also a lot of other perks that come with this work camping job. I've never golfed a day in my life, and I actually got free golfing lessons, so I said, well, why not? And now I'm addicted to it, and my husband says he's created a monster.
Yeah, no kidding. There you go. No, you'll have to take more work camping jobs because that can get expensive and addicting.
Or you find a place that gives you free golf, one or the other.
That's right, that's right. Okay, so by working at the country store, you're basically retail? Is that it, just ringing people up and stocking shelves?
Our little store has a little bit of everything. So we learned how to stock and register and also make sandwiches because we have a little deli. Ah. And so we have a little bit of everything in the store. So we see a lot of different faces and everybody wants something different and we just make everybody happy.
Mm-hmm. That's neat. And so you get to work a different job every day or do you do a little bit of all of that every day?
It's a little bit of all of it every day. It's slowing down now a little bit until foliage comes around, but it got pretty busy this summer. We had a pretty busy time period, and then it slows down a little, and we'll get a little busy before they close. October 15th is the last day here.
Okay, so less than a month to go. And your hubby, he's just pretty much on the mower probably all day, every day?
Actually, no. He works in the golf shop.
Oh, okay.
And in the pro shop, so he gets to check people in and visit with them and send them out on the golf course.
Hear the stories about the shot that almost was?
Yeah.
Super.
Well, the funny thing is I said I just started golfing probably 3 months ago, and I got a hole in one on hole number 9, and most people never get a chance to do that in their whole life. So it's kind of funny.
Oh my goodness, that's neat. Have you faced any challenges while we're camping?
Not while we're camping. Maybe getting to and from. I mean, when we went to Alaska, we had our challenges with coming back. We got some dings and dents on our toe that we were towing behind us, but it did a pretty good job on it, but come to find out our insurance covered almost all of it. So that was a nice perk there. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, actually we've done a couple other jobs too, but the two main ones in Anchorage and out here, we've had really, really good luck with and great, people almost like family here. You know, we've developed relationships that are bringing us back next summer, actually. So it's nice to be able to develop relationships like that with it. You want to come back, you know, and you want to tell people about it and say, this is a great place to come to.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And it's got plenty of time, it appears, when you're at that resort, so that when you encounter other people, you can make recommendations to them about things that they can do in the area, too.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I grew up in Vermont, so to me, this is a second home.
Okay.
And we also promote the work camper environment too to people who ask us all the time. Well, why do you work camp? Well, because we get this, this, and this, and they kind of go, "Wow, we could do that." Yeah, anybody can do it. You just have to make a decision that it's something you want to do.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned free golf as one of the perks. Were there any others at this position?
Yeah, let me think. We can take, they have a marina next door, and we can take the boats out after 5 if we want, and we don't have to pay for that, which is nice. And we get to golf for free on the golf course, and we also get 10% off in the store that I work at. And if our friends and family come up, they also get 20% off if they stay here. So there were some very nice perks here.
Oh, that is nice. Yeah, I don't hear many of those at other locations. I guess each job has its own. Would you say that you found that to be the case?
I would say that a lot of people think, well, there's so much to it, you know, and in my opinion, it's really up to you, the work camper. If you decide it's something you want to do, you have to look at each place that you're thinking about, and you have to decide what you want and then talk to them about it and say, well, can I have this or can I get this, and make it what you want, you know, because they're looking for something too. And if you can both be happy, then that's the nice medium where you can make it a really great experience.
That's a very good point. So it just requires some communication, right? Just be open and honest. Hey, yeah. I'm looking to do this. We want to go out and explore. So can we have these days off so we can get four or five in a row and we'll work overtime the rest of the weeks or whatever the case is.
Some people do that. Yes. And like my husband just mentioned also that contracts are very important too. You know, you should never, in my opinion, just jump in your car and drive 2,500 miles and expect it to go all right without some kind of contract.
Right. Exactly. You'd hate to get there and say, wait a minute, we didn't make that formal.
No. Yeah, exactly. And we never promised you this or promised you that. And now you're stuck in something that you really don't want to be doing.
Right. Exactly. So what's next for you folks?
Well, our next planned place that we are going to go to is Tucson, Arizona. We're following the sun. And we will be there the second week in November for about 4 months there at another good-sized resort with a lot of amenities. And we're hoping that it works out just like this one.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to kind of, you know, keep your fingers crossed and hope for the best and hope you're falling into something that you're going to enjoy.
I'm based out of Arizona myself, up in the Phoenix area, and I've been down to Tucson a couple of times. I think you're going to have a great time. I mean, they have a lot of national parks down in that area there where you can get out and see some of these big saguaro cacti and other desert plants and wildlife. They also have an observatory down there where you can go up there at night and look through the telescopes that the researchers are looking through at other galaxies and planets. I think you'll have a great time.
We are very excited about it. We definitely are excited about it.
What kind of RV do you have?
We have a 30-foot Thor Hurricane that we just adore. It's a great little rig.
Okay, 30 foot's a nice size. That can still get you into national parks if you want to go visit there. And it's big enough for the
exactly.
two of you.
Mm-hmm. And we pull behind a little Trek SUV, and it's perfect for us.
So is there any other advice you would give to people who are considering becoming a work camper and thinking if the lifestyle might work for them?
Well, like I said, in our opinion, you really just have to weigh the odds out and you have to try it. You know, you can try it too. I mean, it's not like you have to make a lifestyle out of it right away. Give it a try. See what you like and you don't like and take away the good things and then make, you know, your own logical decision about it because there's so much out there to see and do. And the best way to do it is for free if you can.
Mm-hmm. What has the application process been like for you when you're getting these jobs? Is it just as simple as filling out an application?
The application process for us has been very, very, very simple. Basically, you know, how I work it is I contacted Alaska and said, we're interested in your position, sent them our resume. And by resume, I don't mean a work resume like you would send to a corporation to get a job. I mean a resume that's going to entice them to understand a little bit more about you and how you live your life, because that's what they're looking for. They really want your life experience, you know, and that's really important too, because the different type of resume than you would be sending to, a corporation type job. Yeah. Because this isn't really a corporation type job. It's kind of out of the ordinary. And there are special skills you might have that they're looking for. Like you might have a carpentry skill, or you might have an electrician skill, or you may be able to cook. But it might be just what they're looking for. And if that's what you're looking for, then you're more apt to get that job.
Well, that's a very good point. So things that you may have been a hobbyist at, like cooking, for example, if you just love to go home and cook, you know, you're certainly not going to put that on a resume generally when you're applying for a job at a corporation. But somebody like a resort where you're having to make sandwiches and things like that, they might think that's a real plus. The same thing with kids. If you raised kids, and the campground caters to children, they would like to have somebody who knows and speaks children's language.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very much catering it to your needs and their needs. And and where you want to be in the United States too. You know, pick where you want to be. Don't go somewhere where you really don't want to be, but the job looks good. I mean, you want, it's for you as well as them. And so, you know, pick a place you've never been before and look in that area. And there's tons and tons of people. The other thing people say is, there aren't any jobs in my area. Well, what area are you looking into? You know, look around that area and you'll find something, because they're out there. They are everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I would agree with that. There seems to be an opportunity anywhere that you would pretty much want to be. And if there isn't, I think looking even harder, you'll be able to find one, because there are just so many people looking for good quality work campers right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, and you can follow the blogs, too. There's lots of blogs online. Some of them are kind of funny, but some of the questions that people ask are just, you know, just my mouth kind of drops to the floor. You know, yeah. It's kind of, well, you know, the answer to that is in your own head. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically logical thinking. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is just logical thinking and just knowing what you want and where you want to be.
That's great. Well, thank you so much.
And having fun.
And having fun. That's the main purpose, absolutely. And seeing the country and making memories that will last long after you come off the road.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, thank you so much, Liz. I really appreciate the time, and I wish you the best of luck on your trip down to Tucson and your trip back to Vermont next summer.
Well, thank you very much.
Fall is my favorite season of the year. As a Wisconsin native, I have enjoyed some pretty colorful seasons, but nothing compares to the explosion of color that rings throughout all of New England. I have had the opportunity to tour New England in the fall twice, and I'd go back again in a heartbeat. The cool nights and the sunny days make for a memorable adventure. Being in Vermont to enjoy a pancake breakfast outdoors with real maple syrup, of course, and planning a day hike through the woods should be on everyone's bucket list. Just driving through the mountains is one of the best ways to enjoy autumn in New England. In Vermont especially, driving to a ski resort to enjoy a bird's eye view of the fall colors from a ski lift is spectacular. Just don't forget to stop by Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream Factory on the journey. The best way to enjoy these experiences is to be paid to be there. After spending a summer in Vermont, I know Liz and Mike Kress believe that to be true. They've had quite an adventure this summer, but the fun isn't over. After a quick trip to Niagara Falls, they'll be heading to Tucson to bask in the sun for a few months. I really appreciate their advice on how to find the ideal work camping job. Liz was correct in noting that there are plenty of job opportunities like the one they experienced. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know how to fix about 80% of the problems people experience in their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. Next time, we'll be chatting with the good folks from AGS Guest Guides, a company that hires work campers around the country. Thanks for listening.